Hi, it's Allison Stanfield of artbizcoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Here's the secret you may not know about me. I wrote my book in 15 minutes a day. Honest, 15 minutes a day. Sort of. I'll explain more in a minute. But when I felt disconnected with the content, my coach advised me to check in with my book every day. All I promised was 15 minutes a day. In just a second, I'm going to show you exactly how you can use the 15-minute trick for yourself. But first, I want to be sure that you know about a few pieces of news. The first is the Cultivate Collectors for Your Art class. This is a virtual online class done on your own time, in your own space, in whatever you want to wear around the house. It is coming up in just over a week. It could also be called shameless self-promotion because it's all about keeping your name in front of your fans. Cultivate Collectors for Your Art is chock full of information, and you can read all the details by going to artbizcoach.com and clicking on classes. I also want you to be aware of spring workshops that I'm presenting in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. If you're near any of those places, or if you can get to them, you should definitely check out this opportunity to meet in person and to hang out with other artists for a couple days. Heck, I'm in Colorado and I don't get to the East very much, so check these out. Read about the workshops on artbizcoach.com under workshops. Okay, so back to our topic. I hear this complaint a lot. How am I supposed to make art, promote it, take care of my family, exercise, and stay sane? I mean, really, how do you expect me to do this? Yes, it is a complaint. In other words, I'm being asked how to juggle all of these tasks in one's life, or at least all of the tasks that someone wishes they could fit in. Here's the fact. You cannot do it all. You will never be able to get everything done that you want to. Get that straight and get on with things. Give up whining about not having enough time to do and instead spend your time getting stuff done. What's most alarming to me are the artists who want to build careers but are struggling to find time to work in their studios. Here's another fact. You cannot be a serious artist without regular studio time. You gotta find a way to make art on a consistent basis. If you're one of these artists that are wrestling with a commitment to your studio, I have a solution. Yep, you got it. Spend just 15 minutes a day checking in with your art. This is all you need to promise yourself at this point. If you go longer, great. If it's just 15 minutes, that's okay too. Now, you could spend your 15 minutes making art. This is fine if you work quickly or on a small scale. But what if you have to haul out oil paints, lots of tools, or heavy machinery? In these cases, consider spending your 15 minutes differently. Maybe you could try one of these. Sketching or going through previous sketches. Taking photographs for inspiration. Preparing to make art. Maybe you're sharpening tools, priming canvases, or cutting paper. You could be reading about art, writing about your art, studying and analyzing a piece of your own art, or studying someone else's art in relation to your own. However you decide to spend your 15 minutes, I suggest that it be done in your studio. If that's not possible, at least surrounded by lots of your art. Of course, you cannot build a career as a professional artist by spending only 15 minutes a day in the studio. But you can use your 15 minutes to work toward a larger goal. Or the 15 minutes can help you move past a creative block. The point of the 15 minutes is not to try to create a masterpiece within that short time frame. The point is to stay connected with your art every day. This connection will feed you. It'll make you a happier person and a less frustrated artist. Final word, if you're in a slump or need to reconnect with your art, Devote 15 minutes a day to the studio. It shouldn't be the last thing that you do. Studio hours should be scheduled for your peak creativity time. When you procrastinate studio time, you procrastinate your career. And you're telling yourself and everyone in your life that making art is your lowest priority. That's it for the Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield. And don't forget to look up the upcoming workshops in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Delaware, and my upcoming classes at artbizcoach.com.